It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're getting more details this morning about the deaths of Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans at the consulate in Libya. They died at the hands of protesters in Benghazi protesting an American-made video that denigrated the Prophet Muhammad. The responses are coming in this morning to those deaths from the White House, from President Obama, from Mitt Romney, and also Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
We are expecting responses from President Obama in the next few minutes, and we will bring you that statement live. We have also heard this morning from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who said, among other things, there is no justification for this, none, making a firm statement that regardless of the motives of the Libyan attackers, and it is believed to have something to do with this video, but it is not clear, as some analysts have warned us today. Regardless of the motives, there is no justification for violence here. Four Americans in total were killed, including, as Renee said, Ambassador Christopher Stevens. Now, this happens in the midst of a presidential campaign, and it has already been made a partisan issue this morning. Presidential candidate Mitt Romney has criticized the Obama administration's response to the attack, both in Libya and against the U.S. Embassy in Cairo, where an American flag was taken down and torn apart. Mitt Romney spoke just a few minutes ago. Let's listen to a little bit of his statement.
I also believe the administration was wrong to stand by a statement sympathizing with those who had breached our embassy in Egypt, instead of condemning their actions. It's never too early for the United States government to condemn attacks on Americans and to defend our values. The White House distanced itself last night from the statement, saying it wasn't cleared by Washington. And that reflects the mixed signals they're sending to the world.
Now, there are many questions here about the statement Romney was criticizing, about the details, about the chronology here. We're going to dig at least a little bit into this for now and get more into it as we go along with NPR's Ari Shapiro, who is traveling with the Romney campaign. And Ari, a rather strong statement by Mitt Romney this morning.
Very strong. There was a lot of criticism initially this morning that perhaps Romney had jumped the gun by issuing this statement early last night when we didn't know the full details of what had happened. He took some tough questions today and completely stood by his attack on President Obama. It's worth going back and just describing what this statement
was. The president
is
speaking,
moment,
guys.
If you don't mind, let's go in a moment. President Obama is heading to the lectern now.
Advance the interests and values of our nation. Often, they are away from their families. Sometimes they brave great danger. Yesterday, four of these extraordinary Americans were killed in an attack on our diplomatic post in Benghazi. Among those killed was our ambassador, Chris Stevens, as well as Foreign Service Officer Sean Smith. We are still notifying the families of the others who were killed. And today, the American people stand united in holding the families of the four Americans in our thoughts and in our prayers. The United States condemns in the strongest terms this outrageous and shocking attack. We're working with the government of Libya to secure our diplomats. I've also directed my administration to increase our security at diplomatic posts around the world. And make no mistake, we will work with the Libyan government to bring to justice the killers who attacked our people. Since our founding, the United States has been a nation that respects all faiths. We reject all efforts to denigrate the religious beliefs of others. But there is absolutely no justification to this type of senseless violence. None. The world must stand together to unequivocally reject these brutal acts. Already, many Libyans have joined us in doing so. And this attack will not break the bonds between the United States and Libya. Libyan security personnel fought back against the attackers alongside Americans. Libyans helped some of our diplomats find safety, and they carried Ambassador Stevens's body to the hospital, where we tragically learned that he had died. It's especially tragic that Chris Stevens died in Benghazi because it is a city that he helped to save. At the height of the Libyan revolution, Chris led our diplomatic post in Benghazi. With characteristic skill, courage, and resolve, he built partnerships with Libyan revolutionaries and helped them as they planned to build a new Libya. When the Gaddafi regime came to an end, Chris was there to serve as our ambassador to the new Libya, and he worked tirelessly to support this young democracy, and I think both Secretary Clinton and I relied deeply on his knowledge of the situation on the ground there. He was a role model to all who worked with him and to the young diplomats who aspire to walk in his footsteps. Along with his colleagues, Chris died in a country that is still striving to emerge from the recent experience of war. Today, the loss of these four Americans is fresh, but our memories of them linger on. I have no doubt that their legacy will live on through the work that they did far from our shores and in the hearts of those who love them back home. Of course, yesterday was already a painful day for our nation as we marked the solemn memory of the 9/11 attacks. We mourned with the families who were lost on that day. I visited the graves of troops who made the ultimate sacrifice in Iraq and Afghanistan at the hallowed grounds of Arlington Cemetery, and had the opportunity to say thank you and visit some of our wounded warriors at Walter Reed. And then last night, we learned the news of this attack in Benghazi. As Americans, let us never, ever forget that our freedom is only sustained because there are people who are willing to fight for it, to stand up for it, and in some cases, lay down their lives for it. Our country is only as strong as the character of our people and the service of those, both civilian and military, who represent us around the globe. No acts of terror will ever shake the resolve of this great nation, alter that character, or eclipse the light of the values that we stand for. Today we mourn for more Americans who represent the very best of the United States of America. We will not waver in our commitment to see that justice is done for this terrible act, and make no mistake, justice will be done. But we also know that the lives these Americans led stand in stark contrast to those of their attackers. These four Americans stood up for freedom and human dignity. They should give every American great pride in the country that they served and the hope that our flag represents to people around the globe who also yearn to live in freedom and with dignity. We grieve with their families, but let us carry on their memory and let us continue their work of seeking a stronger America and a better world for all of our children. Thank you. May God bless the memory of those we lost, and may God bless the United States of America.
Was this an act of war?
President Obama speaking just now at the White House. We heard his entire statement there. He's now stepped away from the lectern that was set up outside the White House on a sunny morning, condemning the attack, he says, in the strongest terms, that took place in Libya and took the lives of four American employees of the U.S. State Department, among them U.S. Ambassador J. Christopher Stevens. A number of remarkable things about the statement there, at least things worth noting, repeating Hillary Clinton's language from earlier in the morning that there is no justification for this attack, none, repeating it almost word for word, also issuing words of support for Libyans, even though it appears that Libyans would have been behind this attack in Libya, in Benghazi, Libya, yesterday. Let's go now to NPR's Mara Liasson, NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, who is at the White House today. And Mara, as you watched and listened to the president's statement, what struck you?
Well, what struck me is that events can intercede in a presidential campaign. This is something that nobody planned for or was prepared for, and I think he did exactly what presidents do at this time. He said the world must stand together to condemn these attacks. There's no justification, none. He repeated the exact wording of the Secretary of State for this kind of violence, mm-hmm. although he also said we reject all efforts to denigrate the religious beliefs of others. I mean, one of the big controversies this morning was about Mitt Romney's insistence that the United States had done something disgraceful by issuing a statement from the embassy in Egypt saying that they rejected the efforts, apparently, of this obscure filmmaker who made a film that angered a lot of Muslims because it denigrated the image of the Prophet Muhammad.
Right.
There's a lot of debate about when that happened. We do know that Mitt Romney stuck to his guns on this. It turns out that the embassy, although they had issued a statement like this before the violence began, they did reiterate it after the embassy was breached. A Twitter message from the U.S. Embassy in Cairo said, sorry, but neither breaches of our compounds or angry messages will dissuade us from defending freedom of speech and criticizing bigotry.
Okay.
But it's a real side issue here. This is a serious and solemn day.
That's exactly right. Mara Liasson, stay with us. We're going to talk about this for a few minutes more and bring some other voices into the conversation. But before we go totally into politics, I do want to remember Ambassador J. Christopher Stevens, who was known to many, many diplomats and journalists and widely admired by Libyans on the ground. And President Obama, in his statement a moment ago, noted the irony that he died in a city that he had helped to save. We're going to break for just a second for some of our local stations and be back here in a second on NPR News. And if you're just joining us, we are covering this morning statements by President Obama, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, all having to do with the attacks yesterday in Egypt and particularly in Libya, where a consulate was attacked in Benghazi. And we now know that four Americans were killed, including the United States Ambassador to Libya, J. Christopher Stevens, who was well-known in Libya, well-liked in Libya, and had just been appointed to that position, the ambassadorship, earlier this year. NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving has been listening along with us. And Ron, as you have listened to the statements this morning, what has struck your ear?
What strikes me is the departure from the historic or traditional reticence that candidates had to criticize a sitting president, even while running against that sitting president, on matters of this kind in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there are going to be differences between the candidates about foreign policy. As Governor Romney said a number of times, you would expect us to differ on foreign policy, and we do. But there has been traditionally a bit more reticence on the part of people who are not in the government to criticize the government. You know, the old statement was, politics ends at the water's edge.
You would normally expect the candidate to come out and make a statement supporting the country or supporting the president, and then if there was any criticism to be done, it would be done by his aides or by his surrogates at a later time, you would expect.
There would be a condemnation of the attacks themselves by the candidate. There would be a statement that all Americans stand together in condemning these attacks. There would be grief for the fallen. And yet, in this particular instance, we had a statement late last night before many of the facts were in, and that statement seemed to be a bit premature at the time, so the reporters were eager to give Governor Romney an opportunity to say, well, that was before we had heard the ambassador had been killed, and we now want to focus on that element of the story.
Renee Montaigne's listening at NPR West. Renee?
Yes. You know, just to add to what you're saying, Ron, and this is actually a question for Mara, this is obviously a very serious event, but how heated up it could become is suggested by a question that the president did not answer. He gave a statement. He took no questions, but you barely heard it. The first question he was asked is this an act of war? Mara, you know, this is something they're going to be contending with.
Well, I think that's an interesting question. I don't know the administration's answer, but I would be very confident in saying they do not see this as an act of war. The Secretary of State was pretty clear when she said this was an attack by a small and savage group. It was not the people or the government of Libya. As a matter of fact, you know, she said, as the president did, that the Libyans stood and fought. They defended our post. They took the ambassador's body to the hospital. I think that once you breach previous decorum on these things, as Ron was talking about, I mean, I guess it's up to the Romney campaign to say that this is an act of war and that the administration should respond in a different way. I think Mitt Romney really opens up a can of worms. I mean, he's decided to focus his entire comments on the response in this particular statement from the embassy in Egypt. And we'll see if he wants to go any further. But he certainly was given plenty of opportunities to retreat to the previous kind of nonpartisan or bipartisan ground that candidates have stood on when it comes to attacks on American personnel overseas during a presidential campaign, and he chose not to.
Well, go ahead, Ray.
Go ahead. And this may be for Ron here. Does it give the president any support that he would like to have, in the sense that, you know, polls have showed that he has the trust of the American people in his foreign policy, you know, in approaching what to do next?
Heretofore, that has been one of the strengths that he had in comparison to his opponent. The weaknesses, of course, had to do with domestic policy and economics and health care and things of that nature, where he didn't poll as well. But on national security, the polls have shown some margin of support for the president over Mitt Romney.
Well, let's go to Ari Shapiro, who's traveling with the Romney campaign, and see if we can understand a little better the Romney campaign's point of view. Ari, I did note in Mitt Romney's statement and taking questions from reporters, he referred to an administration apologizing for America. We have to note factually again, there was no actual apology given, regardless of when the embassy statement was made yesterday condemning this film. But in any case, why did the Romney camp find it important on this issue to strike a contrast with the administration?
Well, it's not just this issue. On foreign policy generally, the Romney campaign has been trying hard to draw a contrast with the Obama administration, giving a speech just yesterday in Reno to the National Guard Convention, before that to the American Legion in Indiana. As Ron said, national security and foreign policy is an area where Republicans have traditionally held a lead over Democrats, but in this election, that's not the case. So Romney is trying to show, as he put it, you know, he said, we have a campaign for presidency of the United States and are speaking about the different courses we would each take with regards to the world's challenges, taking a very partisan political tone, even on this day when other Republican leaders who are not running for president, Senator Mitch McConnell, House Speaker John Boehner, and so on, called for unity and solidarity in the face of these attacks.
Democrats have had, from their perspective, some good days, though. Is this an opportunity for Romney to grab the initiative back again?
Romney is sticking to his guns. His campaign clearly thinks that going on the offensive is the right approach in light of this, even though they've been criticized for perhaps speaking prematurely when they issued this statement last night before all the facts were in, when there was violence in Egypt and in Libya. They think that staying by their position on this and attacking the president is the way to go, and that it will help them today, and we'll see whether that turns out to be true or not.
And Ari, I'm wondering, Romney was asked this morning, Mitt Romney was asked this morning or last night, what he would do if he was president, specifically. Did he answer?
Well, yeah, so here was his answer. He said when the U.S. Embassy in Cairo issued this statement, which Romney described as an apology, even though it was not technically an apology, he said, I would have spoken out against that. That's a mistake. I believe when there's a mistake of that significance, you speak out. But he kept his answer limited to that. Beyond that, he didn't go into detail about how he would have handled this differently.
Okay, so we have statements this morning from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, from President Obama, also from Republican Mitt Romney today. Romney arguing that Obama has, the administration at least, has misspoken or mishandled this tragedy in Libya and in Egypt in the last 24 hours. Let's just recap the news here. The president vowed, he said, that justice will be done for the deaths of Americans in Libya, where attackers struck the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, killed four Americans. We do not know two of the names. We do know that one was a State Department employee, Sean Smith, and another was the United States Ambassador J. Christopher Stevens, who had been the U.S. envoy to Libyan rebels during their war against Muammar Gaddafi and went on to become the United States Ambassador to the new Libyan government. President Obama describing the ambassador as a man who died in a city that he helped to save. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.